is limited, what did that entail?
It limited as far as his reps. He took the reps that we had scheduled for him. He went through specific drills for him, and we left it at that. And he was out there for the entire practice. And again, as I said, he took the limited reps, the reps that we wanted him to see and wanted him to do. So,
how many throws would you say he threw today?
I couldn't tell you that.
But he did throw.
He was out there doing the things that we asked him to do for us.
Does that involve throwing?
Involved him taking the reps that we had set for him.
Over the past week, you and he have been pretty confident in saying that he'll be ready for week one. And today we got him in here, and it seemed a little less confident for him. He was kind of hedging himself a little bit.
Yeah, and you know, again, a lot of it is stemming from what happened yesterday, just how sore he felt. And it's starting to dissipate. You know, it's going away. And so we increased his work today. And, again, tomorrow will be a big day. I mean, it's all about how he feels the next day. I told you that guys that to you yesterday. You know, we were concerned a little bit coming out of yesterday's practice. We wanted to see how he was this morning. And he had a lot of energy today, moved around pretty well. We stayed to the schedule. You know, he wanted to do a few more things, but we slowed him down. And he took all the reps during the walkthrough. He did all the things that he was supposed to on seeing all the adjustments, seeing all the route progressions, all the things that he needed to do, he took care of this morning.
He's on pace to play. So that's the way you feel about it?
That's exactly how we feel about it. You know, we're going to keep seeing how it is. Again, like I tell you guys, you know, it's day by day, and the next day is always the most important. And that's the thing that we have to see tomorrow.
He also said he wouldn't play if he's not 100%. But is there any way he could be 100%?
We'll see. I mean, that's the thing we got to be smart about, too. Now, you're going to put a guy out there that can't protect himself or can't take a hit. You know, and again, we're just trying to be smart about it, go through it. Again, we have a plan. He did exactly what we asked him to do today. He took all the reps during walkthrough yesterday and today, for that matter. And then he took some limited reps during practice.
Is there a fear that you guys maybe overworked Cam on Saturday and Sunday, and that's why he was so sore on Wednesday?
No.
No.
No, none whatsoever, Jonathan.
Ryan, has he gotten a shot, and is that something in line for something?
No, that's something that if that was something that were to happen or did happen, we wouldn't talk about it, Joe. Okay, first of all, I'm not the doctor. It's not up to me to talk about that. Okay, I'm just being honest with you.
In the past, you occasionally mentioned a guy doing that to calm something down. That's the reason I ask.
No, not on that. Not in this circumstances.
You mentioned yesterday that yesterday and today were big days in terms of game preparation,
yes.
Game planning, things along those lines. Is he 100% ready in terms of knowledge of the game plan and installation and things along those lines?
I believe so, and that's, again, why during the walkthroughs he takes all the reps. Okay, I can tell you that much right now, that he has taken every one of our walkthrough reps starting last week, Sunday, Monday practices going into the Pittsburgh game, and then he took the walkthrough reps for Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, today. So he's had six sets of walkthrough reps in terms of Tampa Bay's preparation.
When will you make a final call?
Probably game day. You know, this is a day-by-day thing for us. We're looking at it. Again, he was limited today, but he did exactly what we allowed him to do and had scripted for him to do.
Ron, you've always emphasized the running game since you've been here, even with the quarterback's injury, and now having, you know, not just two healthy running backs, but three healthy running backs to start the year, unlike last season. How much more of a weapon do you feel that maybe it could be for your team?
Well, I think the running game is a big part of it, and again, just having healthy running backs is important. You know, Jonathan brings a whole different dimension. You know, DeAngelo has been solid and very productive the 3 years that I've been here. Michael Tolbert contributes tremendously, and now you add Fozzie Whitaker to the mix potentially, and you know, who knows what can happen. But again, part of it does revolve around our quarterback as well. I mean, we've got to be honest about that, and that's some of the things that we really have to look at as we go forward is limiting his exposure, but at the same time finding that balance, and that balance that helps us.
Well, how does having guys like Kelvin and Marcus, and maybe even others, Stephen included, help you prepare for guys like Benson Jackson and Mike Evans this week?
It's very important. I mean, you need the bigger receivers I mean, every team you face is going to have at least one. Some are fortunate enough to have two and three. So, you know, we need that visual. We need that feel. And I think that's kind of what we've worked towards, you know, in terms of going out and finding Kelvin and bringing Marcus Lucas and Stephen Hill into the mix as well.
And on the flip side, how have you seen the corners react to those guys?
I think they've handled it well, you know, knowing that, you know, if we're in good body position, we're in a good alignment, we can play quick. We can play quicker. You know, bigger guys tend to take a little bit to build up their speed, but once they get going, they go. So we've got to be able to handle it at the line and be very very good with our technique.
Has Nate shown you enough to get the starting right tackle now?
Yes. Yes, he has. Nate's done a really nice job for us. And again, that's a work in progress. I mean, you know, we're not going to kid ourselves because two seasons ago he was a defensive lineman. Last year he got, 12 starts, I think it was, or 11 starts as our guard. But he played left tackle in college. He has that kind of athleticism and that kind of ability. So far the transition has been pretty good. But we feel very fortunate, in fact, that we've got Gary Williams as one of our tackles. And we feel good about what we have in Velasco, and we feel good in what we have in Fokers in terms of guys that can play the other positions as well.
You still anticipate starting Trey at right guard?
We'll see. You know, and in all fairness to Velasco, those two guys have worked. They've shared time. You know, something that we'll sit down and talk about as coaches as we get closer to game time.
To teach somebody to slide like Cam, you know, who's such a gifted athlete, and
I think it's hard just in terms of getting him to want to. You know, that's the hardest thing. I mean, you know, the biggest thing that we understand is the personality, who he is, and that's a guy that wants to win. And you know, I think kind of in his eyes, sliding is kind of a way of giving up. And you know, the guy doesn't quit. He just doesn't want to quit. You know, and it was one of my concerns when we were getting ready to play him against Kansas City was that, you know, that he would do something and audible and hold the ball longer and or try to extend the play when you know you really want him to be careful.
In terms of that, he is so competitive, and I would guess that he would be the kind of person who would be very hard-pressed to take himself out of a lineup because he would feel like that was giving up. But do you have to worry Sunday about protecting him against him?
Yes, very much so, just because he wants to play, he wants to help. And you know, he works so hard at it, and he's doing everything now that he can. I mean, he gets treatment first thing in the morning, gets treatment after the morning meetings, he gets treatment after the walkthrough, he gets treatment after he comes in from practice, he'll get treatment after the meetings tonight, and he'll treat himself later on tonight. I mean, he'll get at least 6 or 7 sessions of, you know, doing the things that he needs to do to try and get himself healthy. I mean, he wants to play, you know, and again, we have to be smart about this, and I can't emphasize that more. I mean, I know I said, you know, I expect him to play, I do, but at the same time, we're going to take a step back and be realistic. We're going to listen to what the doctors and trainers have to say as well as how Cam feels. Again, we're watching him. We're going to watch him very closely tomorrow. Tomorrow morning's a big morning for us because of the things that we had him do specifically today, you know, based on how he feels tomorrow, we'll decide whether or not we can increase it or have to decrease it.
Ultimately, when this comes down to Sunday, I mean, is it Cam's call whether he wants to play, or is it your call whether you feel like you should? I mean,
who do you listen to?
I'm going to listen to everybody and listen to what they all have to say, and Dave Gettleman and I will talk about this as well. I mean, this is not just about, you know, game one also. Now, let's be realistic. I mean, this is not a sprint. This is a marathon, you know, and you may not start as fast as you want, but at the same time, you also want to start smart.
Anything else? D'Angelo, how he's handled everything since his mom's death?
You know, the only thing I'll say about it is D'Angelo's a heck of a young man who's handled a very tough situation and has done the best he can to handle it. You know, he truly loved his mother and still does tremendously. And I know she was a major figure, obviously, in his life and in his development and what she has meant for the whole pink, wear the pink, the breast cancer awareness is tremendous. And he's done as great a job as he can handling it. It's very tough. It's a tough situation. I can't imagine. And you know, I think, and I appreciate you guys being respectful of just understanding that for him. Okay. Thank you, guys.